2 minutes goes longer here than it does at home, doesn't it?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Well, let me add my good morning to everybody else's. I'm Tony Thompson, and it's my pleasure to bring God's word to you this morning. And the title of the sermon, in fact, the title of a series of sermons that I'm doing over the next 3 weeks, is The Church and Racial Reconciliation. The context is that I've spoken and we've spoken as a church about racism a number of times over the last few years. But the subject is still worth looking at because there's so much more to say and it's so relevant. Just in this last week, we've had the report from the Church of England talking about the institutional racism within the church. And it's not just the Church of England. It's true amongst many churches. And we've had the conviction of the policeman for the murder of George Floyd. So let me introduce you to someone you may not know of, a guy called John Perkins. John Perkins is a 90-year-old American civil rights activist. He was born in Mississippi. His mother died when he was just 7 months old, and he was then abandoned by his father and brought up by his grandmother and the extended family. And they were all sharecroppers. And if you don't know what sharecroppers are, sharecroppers were what became of the slaves. So when slaves were free in America, they then became sharecroppers, which is a type of slavery, but not legally so. And when he was 17, his brother was killed by a policeman, and his family urged him to flee to California. At 21, he married. He was quickly drafted into the army and served in the Korean War. In 1957, at the age of 27, he was invited by his young son to go to church, and there he became a Christian. John Perkins, an orphan, not far removed from slavery, having to flee his home as a teenager for fear of the police who'd killed his brother, became an advisor to 5 presidents and wrote 17 books. And John Perkins wrote this: "There is no institution more equipped and capable about bringing transformation to the cause of racial reconciliation than the church. But we have some hard work to do." And this 3-week sermon, a short sermon series, is built on and unpacks that quote. Tom Wright, a British theologian and author, says something similar, but not quite so succinctly. Tom Wright says, "Today's secular vision of a multicultural global society is at its best a Christian ideal detached from its Christian roots. The Christian churches, by and large, left out a big element in the understanding and application of their own central faith. The secular world has picked it up. This is typical of various cultural moves that have been made in the last